morning by Arizona State. Cliff Kingsbury this afternoon with the Cardinals. Two enormous stories. If you are all about Cliff Kingsbury and the Cardinals, obviously the NFL, huge move on their part. Whether you like it, don't like it, we'll get into that. Sean Aguano leaving Chandler High School, the 6A champion, the ramifications for Arizona State, the ramifications for the in-state rivalry. U of A goes and they get DeMarco Murray at running back coach. Sean Aguano, who will be introduced on Friday morning at ASU. The battle within the state. Friday is the first day of the active recruiting period. Cliff Kingsbury with the Cardinals. Is this one of the worst hires ever, or is it a hire that makes so much sense because it's about Josh Rosen and everything to do with Josh being on board with the hiring of Kingsbury? What's his staff going to look like? What about Bruce Arians going to Tampa Bay and taking almost every last remaining member of the Arizona Cardinals with him? Eric, did you see the list of Arians' staff? I'm not surprised.
I did see it, and yeah, I'm not surprised either. I mean, there was a winning formula in Arizona, so why not try to replicate that in Tampa Bay? I'm just curious to see. He's a quarterback whisperer, and I wonder what's going to happen with Jameis Winston and Fitzmagic and whatever else is happening out there in Tampa Bay, because they have lots of questions as well.
Have you found in the last 24, 48 hours, it's like the Kingsbury stuff, we started talking about it, and I'll get to Sagicor in a second, but I found that in the Kingsbury part, there was more interest in the Arians move than there was in the Kingsbury move by longtime Cardinal fans, at least yesterday.
I don't necessarily agree with that.
Okay. All right.
I just think the splashiest hire has been Cliff Kingsbury.
Oh, sure.
Love it, hate it, don't know what to think of it. I think people are a little butthurt that Bruce Arians had that tearful goodbye and said he's never going to coach again, and then a year later he's back at it. But people change their minds, and, you know, that's up to him. If he wants to coach again, I mean, like we talked about the other day, Brad, Tampa is not far from Georgia, and he spends a lot of time in Georgia. So,
okay, here's the reality of this. I am sure that Michael was not happy with them in the direction that they were going. That's just how it is with the Cardinals. The average lifespan of an Arizona Cardinal head coach is about 3 years. Go look at the number of coaches that they have had here since they moved. And what do you see? This will be my eighth press conference for a head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, and I've been here 25 years.
The Cardinals and Arizona State football are in parallel with one another. We've talked about this in the past. Coaches don't leave to take other jobs. Coaches get fired. Or in Bruce Arians' case, quote-unquote, retire and then come back. It's, you know, ASU is not it is a stepping stone job, but you don't see people go from one job to another when you're talking about the Cardinals and Arizona State. It's always like, oh, well, that didn't work out, you're fired.
John Cooper was the last one.
That was a long time ago.
Right. As far as even here. But Bruce Snyder, you know, Bruce's tenure came to an end, I thought. Bruce and I had a great relationship, and then it got a little rocky because I didn't sense that he was as fire in the belly about the job. And then towards the end, we mended fences, and it was beautiful. It was tearful for me and him. You know, Dirk was never comfortable. He just wasn't ready for media. The media part of it just chewed him up and spit him out. This wasn't Boise. Dennis was at the end.
And I think Dirk found his calling in the NFL.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to deal with us as much. He doesn't have to go recruit.
I think he's even better in dealing with us.
He can just nerd out. I think he is too, but he can just nerd out and draw plays and do what he's good at.
So here's the thing on Kingsbury. I called down to Lubbock, got a sports director on the phone, and the guy just started crushing Kingsbury and said he's terrible. Kingsbury's terrible with media. He hates doing media and all that. It doesn't mean anything to you guys out there, but I'm sure if it's the same sort of plane that he's got to go through, that this isn't Lubbock. At USC, he was at a nice desk, beautiful co-eds on campus doing his thing. I mean, you know, a different deal. Here, if he doesn't have the right staff, then like Steve Wilks, Cliff Kingsbury will fail and will be fired. It's really not that hard.
And this is a huge risk for Michael Bidwell. I mean, he's hired now back-to-back head coaches to lead an NFL team that have never coached at that level. I mean, Cliff Kingsbury's never coached one play of any at any level in the NFL. So,
but here's what I would say to you on that. Is it really that big of a risk for Michael Bidwell?
Much sure.
No, it's not.
Did you see the stadium last year at the end of the season? No one was there.
Do I see the television contract check that gets mailed to Michael to where it's the point now where even fans showing up doesn't matter?
Yes, but
public embarrassment,
but
yes.
They have the number one pick in the draft. They were the worst team in the NFL.
I understand that, but much like Robert Sarver, Michael's counting money.
Oh, and all the NFL teams are.
Yes.
NBA teams are.
Most every pro sports team, as long as TV contracts are in place, this hire can fail miserably. Can fail miserably. And it doesn't mean a darn thing to Michael Bidwell other than public embarrassment. Because he's still going to get paid huge dollars from television. That's how it's set up for these owners now. These owners, the only damage that can be done on TV is when their partners, like ESPN, decide to do outside the lines pieces on concussions and spousal abuse and domestic violence abuse. The brand gets damaged. Disney says, this isn't good business for us. The NFL says, you guys aren't being a good partner to us. Disney ends up moving John Skipper out, who's head of ESPN, brings in a much softer, gentler stance, and what do you know? We don't see Bob Lee very much anymore. What do you know? We don't see deep dives on concussions. We don't see deep dives on social issues. We don't see Colin Kaepernick every day. We don't see Jemele Hill every day. Jemele Hill's moved on. They wrote her a big, fat check. We don't see anything on social platforms. As long as the TV contract flows, they can put anything they want on the field, and we can yell and scream, and I can point out empty seats. Doesn't mean a damn thing to them. It doesn't. Robert Sarver, do you think any of this criticism impacts him? No. Obviously, he doesn't give a rat's ass how bad the product is. He doesn't. He doesn't. It's just pro sports now. It's very distasteful on some fronts. Do I like this hire by Cliff Kingsbury? Yeah, I do, actually. I think getting out of the box, if he doesn't hire good assistant coaches, that's on the Cardinals and on him. Because Steve Keim's going to get fired. At some point, Michael can't keep saying, well, everything's okay. I didn't think Steve deserved to be fired this time around. If Kingsbury can't bring in a good staff, then this will go down as one of the worst hires, most embarrassing hires in the history of Valley sports. It just will. The other huge story today involves the college platform with Arizona State and the high school platform with Chandler High School. The guy that wins state titles every year leaves Chandler for ASU. I'll tell you about that, the ramifications, how long this has been in the works, and much more on the other side. I'm Brad Sussmat. All right, so the other big story today, the press conference for Cliff Kingsbury comes up at 1. The other big story, though, is what happened at Arizona State, and this has been in the works for, I'd say, the better part of a couple of days now, and even weeks, if I'm to believe some people. And that is Sean Aguano is leaving Chandler High School. Sean is leaving to become part of the Arizona State Sun Devil assistant coaching staff or involved with ASU football. ASU will have a press conference tomorrow. Jordan was aware of this story first, as was Jason Jewell. Eric, you were over shooting a story yesterday. What was your reaction?
Not surprising. Great hire. Good man for the job. Great credibility within the Valley. And I think Sean Aguano can recruit kids. I know he's never had to in the past, but Chandler is so successful, so consistent. And you don't hear other high school coaches speaking ill of Sean Aguano, and that says a lot about his character and how he runs his program. And I know, like, just in talking to him in the off season, He is so detail-oriented. He's so open to new concepts. His assistants really like coaching under him, and I just think he's the perfect fit because he will go out there and grind, and I think he'll do really well.
What do you think, Jordan?
He knows how to manage college-level talent and spreading the ball around because a lot of these Chandler teams in recent years that he's had, there have been five or six D1 guys at the skills position, and he's been able to keep, for the most part, most of them happy. So I think that that's key, that he knows how to handle those personalities. You know, he's done it on the field, and you know, three straight state titles, four of the last 4 years, Chandler has won the state title, and he built that himself with his coaching staff, and he brought this to new heights. And like Eric said, he has a reputation, I think, with other in-state high school football coaches that they'll have a good relationship, and he can come to them and be like, hey, I'm going to take care of your kid if you're able.
This is huge, guys. Yeah. I mean, Eric, I think that this is earth-shattering news in the high school and college world, guys. There's no other way to put how big this story is. Let's just start, Eric, for Arizona State and the perception, because DeMarco Murray gets hired at U of A. That's a big splashy move, huge splashy move. Sean Aguano gets hired by Arizona State, and an even bigger splashy move for different reasons.
Yeah, and I think Donnie Yantis, who does a lot of in-state recruiting, is probably really happy about this because now he has a partner in crime that can go out to these Arizona high schools, like Jordan said. And everyone knows who Sean Aguano is. Everyone knows what Chandler High represents and the football factory that it's become. And I think it's only going to help because you have seen these other schools, especially schools like Cal, that have come in. And
Charlie Regal's come in and
he plucked one of Aguano's own running backs.
We just talked to Charlie in the five-star sit-down, and one thing that he mentioned was he had a phone call with Sean yesterday, and first thing Sean said was, is there any way we can flip to Carlos?
Now that's
DeCarlos
funny.
Being DeCarlos Brooks.
DeCarlos Brooks, yes.
But I think, guys, so both of you, weigh in with me on this, okay? The timing of this stinks on, let's start with the high school side. Second semester started yesterday. My understanding is there is a tremendous player from the state of Texas who enrolled at Chandler High School yesterday. That player, if we're going to go by AIA law of the land, if he were to leave and try to go to another high school, and Eric, stay with me on this. Stay with him, Devin, on it. I think that it stinks in terms of timing from that regard. The other side of it is Noah Pola Gates is sitting out there. Pola Gates has been tied to a certain player that has been with Sean Aguano on the defensive line from Mountain Point, who ASU, if I'm to believe them, wasn't quite sure about his motor and have him come on board. Both of you weigh in on this. Do you think the timing of this favors ASU, and is it not good on the high school end?
I think it's a late push. One new wrinkle with this is Noah Pola Gates is going to be heading to Hawaii for the Polynesian Bowl in a couple of days. So Aguano is going to have limited time to get face-to-face with him. So that
Friday's the next active period.
Yes, Friday
is the next recruiting period where you can get to somebody.
Friday is the next active period, and from what I've heard is most of these guys, there are five guys going to the Polynesian Bowl from Arizona, most of them are leaving Sunday. So you have a very small window to get face-to-face with a player like Noah Pola Gates of his caliber. He's the top uncommitted player in the entire
Nebraska, state. USC, ASU. Eric?
Yeah, I can't comment about the other player that you're referencing because, honestly, I don't know. I'm not close to him. I don't know what he's thinking. I know he's
– Pull him out.
I know there's a relation there. Wink, wink. But I do know that I do know that Noah, just in talking to him recently, has not made up his mind, and it sounds like he's – really juggling between the three schools. Like one day it's school X, the next day it could be school Y. I don't know if Sean Aguano going to ASU is going to push him over the top, but I do know from what I've been told, it sounds like Herm Edwards' top priority with this late push is trying to get NPG to ASU. So it should be interesting in the next couple
You're
weeks.
You're on an NPG basis, huh?
No, but they're homies. That's just,
wow, really?
Not really.
I didn't
homies.
Know this.
Yep.
I didn't know this.
No.
NPG, do you have signed swag
just,
from him?
Just
or?
Easier. Yeah, I have signed swag because that's what I do. I have plenty of it.
No, but in all seriousness, this can't hurt recruitment, if you guys are like, wow, they're really focused on one kid, have you seen this kid play? Have you seen this kid play? So is this too much being made of this signing of Sean or hiring of Sean Aguano?
I don't think so. I think that not only with this very immediate class, but it's a really strong 2020 class. It's a really strong 2021 class. And they're going to want to get some momentum. I think that Donny Antis, when he came into ASU, he did a really nice job getting a bunch of guys in-state to commit to ASU. And then I think when you had Mike Norvell leave and all the coaching turnover within that staff, that kind of hurt the in-state recruiting a little bit. And Donny did his best. But you saw the immediate impact a guy like him can have, pairing him with Sean Aguano. I think that can only help the Sun Devils in-state with what's going to be a couple of really strong classes, especially along the offensive line.
And as Jordan and I talked about this morning, we're already sort of ready to flip the script. And, okay, Aguano's going to ASU. There's a pretty big job opening now in the far Southeast Valley that I'm sure several coaches, not only in-state but from around the country, would be interested in. I mean, talk about walking into the perfect situation.
Okay, so let me go through that because I've talked to people on that.
Did you get autographs?
I did get autographs.
Did you get signed merchandise?
I got lunch. I got dinner.
Did you get a bag full of cash?
I didn't get a bag full of cash.
Okay.
We could use
it. I want to meet those guys.
I haven't gotten that. So knowing the Chandler School District a little bit, I would be shocked if they did not look over at Steve Campbell, because they always look at Steve Campbell. Doesn't matter if it's Perry before Preston or Basha, through every turn at Basha, through Hamilton, and Steve has always said, no, I'm very happy here at Williamsfield. I'll just say that's one name here locally. My understanding is it's going to be a national search. But, you know, the thing is, it's very late in that realm. Remember, they hired Zadebski over at Hamilton, who did a national thing. He came in, but he was way behind the eight ball.
Mm-hmm.
And he struggled this first year. No other way to put it. They're elevating most of their freshman staff to the varsity on the offensive side of the football this year at Hamilton. And he's got to win. So, I mean, you look at it from that perspective, a national job, Eric, yeah. Is a guy like Kerry Taylor going to look at trying to get back to the Chandler School area?
Nope.
No?
No.
So
Gary tweeted that he's not interested in the job.
So, you know, there's names like that that will surface. You know, Jason Mons, people wanted Jason Mons to be part of the ASU staff. My understanding was there's never been really that big of an interest in Jason Mons, and the idea of Jason Mons going to ASU is going to flip Kylie Ringo. That's not happening. Look, this could go one of two ways with Sean Aguano. This could be John Sanders, which when John left Saguaro, this was the greatest hire by ASU ever, and he didn't do anything. John Wren came over there, and John did some good things, but primarily in the administration side. Just because you hire a high school coach doesn't mean it works out. Charlie Ragel, on the other hand, it's worked out.
He's killed it.
He's killed it. But he's
in multiple spots.
And in my view, guys, I think Sean goes to ASU, does really well. If Herm Edwards leaves in 2 years or if things don't go right and they clean house, Sean Aguano can walk right back into the high school circuit and be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
He'll grab any job he wants.
Yeah.
If Sean Aguano works his tail off, which I'm sure he will, and does well at it, in 5 years, could I see him as the next head coach at the University of Hawaii? Yes, I can. Or other places. He's going to be just fine either way. He made the move at the right time. My understanding is the culture over at Chandler, much like it does at big programs with success, started to change a little bit. Parents a little bit maintenance. And you can't always keep everybody happy when you've got guys 3 and 4 deep that are feeling like mommies and daddies are saying, why is my kid not playing? So, bow tie on that. We're back with more after this timeout.